Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with volunteer and training coordinator Pat Finan with Crisis Intervention Services about the efforts of their organization.
First of all, if you could just explain your organization, what they do, Crisis Intervention Services, some of the services that your group provides here.
Sure. So basically, we're here to serve victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. We cover a 12-county area in south central Iowa. And primarily people know us for shelter services. So if somebody has been assaulted or victim of domestic violence, they can turn to us for safe housing. Then also we also provide advocacy services. So if a person has been assaulted, they might be in the hospital and they can reach out to an advocate. They'll come and be there for them, work them through some of the medical concerns. They're there for them through the courtroom process. If a case goes to trial, they're there in the court to support them. And we also are out there just helping them get back on their feet, getting them back to more of a sustainable way of life, getting back into the workforce, social work skills, and things of that nature. So, yeah, we do a whole lot.
Well, and if someone is in need of your services, tell folks how they're able to get those services. Do they have to, you know, solicit them themselves, or do you reach out, or how does that process work?
Well, we partner with medical professionals and also the legal community. So in each of our 12 counties, the hospitals and the county attorney staffs are aware of us. They have our information. So if somebody comes in and has been victimized, they'll get a business card, but people also can call us directly. I'll give the phone number a time or two here. It's 641-673-0336. And we also have a website, which is stopdvsa.org. Again, it's DVSA as in domestic violence and sexual assault. So stopdvsa.org. So either way, those are ways. If you go to that website also, it's interesting, immediately on our website, there'll be a little chat box that pops up, and so people can confidentially chat with an advocate. It's staffed 24/7, so if anybody, they've been hurt, and they're like, I've been sexually assaulted in Iowa, they Google that, we pop up, and immediately there's a person on the other end ready to chat with them online, so it's pretty cool.
All right, and I understand that you had recently here a Christmas gift-giving effort. Tell us a little bit about that effort.
Absolutely. So, yeah, when an advocate comes to us, they often come with only the shirt on their back, and in fact, when they enter our shelter, they're only allowed to bring in a couple of bags of clothing, which oftentimes they don't even have that. They need a lot to get their lives back together, and we provide that. We have a lot of supplies that people donate to us regularly. But at Christmas, obviously, they're going through the toughest time of their life, and so we try traditionally to brighten their Christmas with gifts. And this year with COVID has been was especially challenging, just for people in general, but also as an organization. Our executive director, Sandra Prochaska, she looked out and she's like, wow, how do we do this safely? And also, she came up with the idea of doing gift cards, basically to local stores, so that our survivors could go out and spend money on things that they need, that they and their family need at Christmas time. Not only is it a safer way to do things, but there's definitely an empowerment to that, too. Rather than somebody giving a gift that they may or may not need, might not be their style, the survivors were able to take gift cards, go out, and purchase what they knew their family would love. So that was pretty cool.
You had mentioned you are working in a 12-county area here, and you're kind of looking to expand your services. Is that right?
Not just expand, but basically just spread them out a little bit better. We have basically eight advocates out in the field, most of the advocates cover two or three counties. A few of them are specialized. One works with youth, one works with the campus population, and the third works with we've largely been officed, and our shelter located in Oskaloosa, And now we're the shelter effort is moving more toward what's called a scattered site model. So hopefully in the next year or so, we'll have more shelters across our 12-county area. And we also have offices where, for instance, a survivor can stop in and visit with an advocate. We currently have the Oskaloosa office, as well as one in Grinnell, one in Fairfield, and one in Sheridan.
All right. Anything else that you would like to touch on that you want our listeners to be aware of here?
Mostly, I'm just I'm excited that the response was so strong to the Christmas effort. I'm relatively new to the organization myself, and I was just really moved by some of the stories that came forth. One fellow who just recently got a job on his own was so happy, so grateful that he had received a job and had some stability in his life that he donated $100 to our effort, and that was just like a huge statement to support what we're doing. I think a lot of people have a great heart for people who have been victimized through no fault of their own, and they want to help people get back on their feet. The Christmas effort was just a small way, but there are a lot of other ways to just engage with our work and get involved with Crisis Intervention Services.
Thanks to Pat Finan of Crisis Intervention Services for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.